Welcome to the Heathen Machine Chronicles. As always, I'm your host, the Heathen Machine. All right, another episode, episode 12, another week. How about that? Just rolling along. I am incredibly grateful again for everyone who listens to my podcast, downloads. If you would like, I would appreciate if you left a review for this podcast because that actually helps, apparently. Well, not much going on the homestead front. I mean, my plants are growing. I've got some squash and zucchini starting to develop. My chickens are getting bigger. I recently started my journey into jiu-jitsu, and that's been pretty cool. Two classes into it, and I've already identified things I can do to make some of my programming a little more specific towards that combative's realm. It's an awesome process. It was something I needed. You know, it was weird. I feel like I've dived so deeply into like academic and creative endeavors, and I've kept my body primed and conditioned, but I guess I felt like I was losing. The best way I could describe it, I felt like I was losing that warrior's edge. You know, these last few years especially, I've kind of been on this journey just with myself, you know, seeking knowledge and experience, living on the road, and, you know, even before that, homesteading. And I felt like I needed to immerse myself into that combative space, not because I want to be mean or violent or anything like that, but because it's just there's this primal release that you get when you dive into these martial arts, and they're very combative based. You know, jiu-jitsu, it's like you know, you're rolling with other people, and it becomes this physical chess match as you try to outthink your opponent. So I'm hooked. I love it. It's an awesome workout. It's a great complement to the training I'm doing now. Unfortunately, I tweaked my right arm on my last class, but I did that actually from working out. But such is life. It happens, you know, no big deal. And this is a good segue into kind of what I wanted to talk about today, or at least on this episode. It was anger, on managing anger. You know, before I really dive into that, one of the other benefits of jiu-jitsu, and I hear this from so many people, is that it's probably one of the best outlets to get that angst out, that anxiety and some anger. And it's not like anger you're going in there and taking out on people, because when you're in that environment, you know, you're there to learn. But when you get to apply these moves and these work on transitions, it's just by the end of class, if there's just no possible way you're going to be angry, you're going to be too exhausted, because you're going to work all that shit out in a very positive manner. I mean, look, you know, to be honest with all of you, for me anyway, anger is one of the most insidious flaws that I carry. A lot of you see me posting about positivity, about letting things go, and all these other insights that may or may not resonate you. I hope they do. But when I started posting on social media, and I wasn't sure where I was going to go with it, but I decided somewhere along the way that I wanted to help people and motivate people to do more, to be confident in asking more of themselves, and even asking more from those around them. You know, but in order for me to do that, I have to also be transparent with my own thought processes. look, I'm only human, right? And we forget that sometimes. We try and often fail at trying to be better versions of ourselves, you know, where anger doesn't rear its ugly head. But for a majority of us, it just happens. And for me, it's kind of always been there my whole life. So I have a lot of experience dealing with it. And if you're someone who also deals with anger and that depression and anger combo, you're not alone. And that's why I share what I share. That's why I put myself out there. It's taken me years and years to learn how to handle my own anger. And I'm still learning. Now, it's important, I think, to distinguish the kind of anger I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about this kind of cruel anger, you know, that's targeted at anybody. It's more of this internalized anger that I turn on myself. I get angry at myself. You know, I put this immense amount of pressure on myself. I expect myself to do things that maybe I really can't do. And then I get angry at myself. You see, so it's like this self-defeating cycle. It's not very productive. So it took me a long time to learn how to let that kind of anger dissipate. Now, here's the intoxication of anger, the allure of it. Because I get people telling me this often, and I understand it, because when I was in the Marine Corps, I was probably the angriest. And it's a driving force, right? Harnessed anger is an incredibly potent driving force. There are people out there that use anger to propel them towards success and productivity. But there's some negative outcomes to this. When that anger goes away or drains away, which it will, what do you replace it with? Do you risk a life of chasing the dragon? You know, that the term chasing the dragon, by allowing yourself to be angry all the time, right? So you realize that anger is a great fuel. You become addicted to that motivation, that push it gives you. And then suddenly you're looking to be angry, right? You're looking for it. That is not a place you want to be, because anger can consume you, right? It's a flame. Anger is like this. I look at anger as like this controlled burn, right? If you can keep tabs on it, you can keep it contained through outlets, and I'll get to that. But if you can't contain that, then that fire is going to burn uncontrollably and it will consume you. You know, people die from stress. Like, stress can literally fucking kill you. And anger will only heighten stress. I mean, if you're angry all the time, think about, let's remove the emotional aspect of anger. And let's just think about what it's doing to your body, right? I mean, your blood pressure is going to always be up. You're going to be tense. Your heart's going to be working a little bit harder because you're always in this fight or flight mode. You know, you're angry. And so you're in reactionary mode. You're going to react. And that can get you into trouble. Now, is there a time where anger is good? Of course there is. But again, it's a very tricky balancing act. You know, it's akin to walking a tightrope over the mouth of a canyon. Any too far in one direction, you're going over. And I'll give an example. So last week, I went over the story of Julian, a Marine brother of mine who committed suicide. And it was really hard talking about that, especially sharing that with the wider world through this podcast, because really up until this point, I've only talked about that with the other Marines I'd served with and other people in the military. It's just, and close friends and family. Because when I tell that story, it still makes me incredibly angry because there are people involved in that whole sordid tale that I still hold accountable and I still have so much anger towards. And I've had to work on that for years and years and years. So when I tell that story, all that fucking anger rebubbles to the surface. But I realized that somewhere along the way, I realized that I couldn't hold on to that anger because all it was doing was affecting me and my surroundings, right? So it gets to a point where the people you're angry with, they're not really the cause anymore. It's like you're the cause of it. You're holding on to it. So it took me years to sort of use that anger, right? And realize that, well, let me turn this into something that can motivate me. And, you know, after this crazy psychedelic experience, I was able to sort through how to do that. How to say, like, take this anger, put it in this compartment, and tap into it for motivation when I need it in my writing. Because at the end of the day, I told myself that success is the greatest middle finger and fuck you to the people in your life who, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say it had disrespected you, but counted you out. Let's say that, people that counted you out. So this thing with anger, right? I wish I could say all the psychedelic experiences, all the cannabis I've consumed, all the working out I've done, all these cool life-altering experiences I've had has cured me from dealing with this anger. But that's just not the case. And again, I point to Julian, my brother Julian, where even now, all these years later, almost 10 years later, I think about it. I think about some of these people involved. And it gets me very angry. Angry of like with violent intention. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to hold this shit back. You know, like there's some specific individuals that I have very hostile and violent feelings towards. And I have to be mindful of that, right? It's because it's my responsibility. It's my responsibility to keep that anger in check. It's my responsibility because I'm a fucking man. And part of that for me, you can have whatever you say about what being a man is, but for me, being a man, a healthy masculine man, is having that emotional intelligence to withstand being constantly overcome by my anger. People who are easily triggered and are quick to anger, typically, I'm not going to say they're lacking in emotional intelligence, but they just haven't developed a strong emotional intelligence. And anyone can do that. You know, anybody can get to that space. Here's the thing. Cannabis, psychedelics, active lifestyle, they help a lot. They're the cornerstone of what allows me to manage my anger and my own mental health. So, but I just want to be honest about it. I just don't think there's a cure-all for anything. I don't think that's a way it works. And if somebody claims that, I would be very suspicious. At best, these are all tools that we can use to keep us in a very healthy space. You know, I credit psychedelics almost exclusively for my kind of re-envisioning of who I am and how I process things, you know, made me more empathetic. So it propelled me and on this very good path, but at the same time, there's just still these little fragments that stick around that I don't know if they'll ever go away. But all these things really help. I don't want to diminish that. I want to make this very clear. Psychedelic cannabis, living a healthy lifestyle, being involved in athletics or martial arts or yoga, all this stuff is tremendously powerful. You know, they're powerful tools in the war against letting your anger consume you. Because one of the things I learned about dealing with my own anger was that it was necessary to have multiple outlets, multiple approaches and modalities to handle anger, you know, and taming a temperamental spirit, which is just a nice way of saying someone has got a temper issue. And I wouldn't say I necessarily have a temper issue, but when things don't go my way, I get upset at myself mostly. And I still, again, I still deal with these anger and temperamental issues. I'm fucking 40 years old. People think that as you get older, you get what you do get wiser, you do gain knowledge, but you're still just human. And as you get older, it's just different things will make you upset. That's just the way it goes. You know, my intense psychedelic experience has helped highlight some of the root causes of my anger, which in turn allowed me to address them. My physical nature, you know, working out and being active has been instrumental part of my anger management protocol. And allowing myself to be creative has also been an effective way to let some of this internalized anger seep away into nothingness. And it's in these healthy outlets where you will find the most relief, right? I mentioned earlier, I started jujitsu. And I can tell you, I found yet another healthy and productive way of channeling angst and anger. Again, it's not in this hostile manner, but it's this very constructive physical release. Because man, by the end of that fucking class, you're so worn out. You've been humbled and getting tapped by everybody. And instead of walking away from it feeling mad, or you feel amazing. It's like it might be overdramatic, but it's like this reborn feeling every time you come out of there. I'm not a religious person, but that it's a very spiritual experience if you make it that. So having these healthy outlets is incredibly important with handling anger. You know, when you give yourself these multiple outlets, then you're simply increasing your chances, not only being successful, but you're increasing your ability to manage your anger. You're increasing your emotional intelligence. You're solidifying that. And again, I'm going to keep saying this, you know, I'm not perfect and I still deal with it, but I think what I've gotten better at over the years is identifying when it's happening and being able to talk myself away from just being consumed by my anger. And I think that's really important. And so self-awareness, right? So self-awareness is another incredibly important aspect to think about when you're dealing with anger. Because being aware of what might trigger you, you know, and trigger anger is a step in the right direction to handling anger in a healthy way. When you identify triggers, you can mitigate them. You can work on how to handle them. Instead of running away from them, don't run away from them. Learn how you can confront those triggers and assimilate them into your being so that they don't just make you outright angry. That's a very important thing to think about. You know, because when we get angry, we're going to do something stupid. You know, in the heat of the moment, we say dumb things. We do stupid things. You know, I've done this so many times in my past, and I'll probably do it in the future as well. Right? So you're resisting that urge to succumb to your anger. It's so hard to resist that. Right? And so having that self-awareness to be mindful of your own anger is so important. And emotional control, that emotional control and emotional intelligence. Right? I guess if I were to explain to somebody how you build that emotional control and intelligence, I would have to relay my own experiences with that. And it's a try and fail. Again, I go back to having these healthy outlets that can at least mitigate anger. Because, man, I tell you what, anger can, it can reach out and it can really upend everything in your life when you're just constantly consumed by anger. And look, it gets tiring. You know, got to a point where with Julian and his suicide, where being angry like that, it gets really tiring, right? It takes a lot out of you. And then after a while, you can almost forget why you're angry to begin with, right? So then you just have carte blanche to be angry at everybody because you've forgotten where it even came from. And it's, so it's really important. Again, self-awareness is just as important as having these healthy outlets. So look, if you deal with anger, don't get too hard on yourself, because I still deal with it too. I don't think it ever goes away. Maybe when we all get really fucking old and we're just too old to be angry at anything, maybe that'll go away, but I suspect not, because, right, there's always the stereotype of the cranky old person. I mean, I'm not looking forward to finding out, but it's just part of the human experience, all right? We all get angry. Some of us deal with it as a constant irritant. And for those that do, recapping, it's important to have those healthy outlets. Okay. Like I said earlier, it's important to be able to harness that so it doesn't bleed away who you are and replace it with who you don't want to be. Right? Because anger can make us become the people that we loathe the most. And that is probably one of the biggest side effects of letting your anger consume you, is you're going to eventually become that which you hate, right? That's there's a reason why that's a saying. So I hope this helped. I wanted to touch on this anger thing. Because I think it's important. I think a lot of people deal with it. And I think a lot of people don't know how to deal with it. You know, so hopefully some of the takeaways from this episode are making you aware that it helps to search for some kind of outlet, right? Some kind of outlet for that anger, whether it's physical or mental. It doesn't matter. Just as long as you find that outlet. If it's both, I think that's even better. I think it's smart to have a physical outlet and then a creative slash academic mental outlet. It goes back to that balance. You know, there's these extreme voices on social media, and it's like, who's going to carry the boat? And it's like, shut the fuck up. We get it. But sometimes you gotta step back, man. You gotta achieve that balance, right? You have to. It's so important. There's a reason why Eastern philosophy and so many warriors, and even the Greeks, they preached balance. And you can't tell me they were any less badass than like a Dave Goggins. I would say they were probably way more badass, and yet they preached balance. So what does that say, right? It says that our society right now is out of balance, and that people who push the extremes are just kind of being highlighted right now, because that's where we're at. So I hope you take something away from this, and we're going to wrap this up. Find me on Instagram at The Heathen Machine. If you have questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out. I think for my next episode or two, I'm going to start posting questions on Instagram. And so maybe I'll start answering questions and expanding on those questions from you, the listeners. New episodes of the Heathen Machine Chronicles drops every Wednesday. Again, I'm very grateful for all of you who listen and download the podcast. I love that it's gaining momentum. I love it. It's fun. Sometimes a little stressful, but it's well worth it. From deep in the Ozark foothills, Heathen Machine out.